I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. Last fall, voters in Holyoke, Massachusetts, elected the state's youngest mayor. 22-year-old Alex Morris launched his campaign when he was still a college senior. After graduation, he moved back to his hometown to prove that he had the political savvy to steal the election from the incumbent. He is now halfway into his first year. We're checking in with him to see what it takes to run a city. Mayor Morris, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, how are you? I should mention.
I'm doing very well.
Good. You're 23 now.
I am. I turned 23 a few weeks after inauguration.
Yeah, you're an old man.
I know. I'm getting old. I don't look 23 anymore.
By all accounts, everything about you is just for politics, for this time and space, for the job that you're doing, unusual. So you're 23 now. You're a Jewish gay man in a town where the former incumbent was 68 years old and in the town mostly populated with Irish Catholics. How'd you do it?
Well, we ran a different kind of campaign. As you may know, I door knocked the entire city in the city of Holyoke. I spent months and months door knocking and talking to people who have been, you know, for all intents and purposes, sort of shut out from the political process. And we got more young people involved. We also have a sizable Latino population in the city of Holyoke, around 48%, mostly from Puerto Rico. I was also the only bilingual candidate in the race. And in Holyoke, I made the argument not so much against the incumbent as an individual, but sort of against what the incumbent represented, that we've had the same people in elected office in the city of Holyoke for decades, and we've been talking about the same issues for that very amount of time. So it was very important that we elected a leader that had a long-term vision for the city of Holyoke.
Now, it's one thing to run for office and have in your mind everything that how it's all going to work. But now that you've been in office for a little bit more than a half a year, what revealed itself to you as the actual person who is governing the city that's quite different from what you imagine it to be?
Yeah, it's been quite the process. I've been in office for 7 months now. Feels like much longer than 7 months, given the amount of things we've been working on. But it's one of the best jobs I think anyone could have if you love your community. And it's really great for me because this is the city that I was born and raised in. I went through the public schools. My friends and family are still in the city of Holyoke. So it's really special to me to be able to have this job. But it definitely is a transition from the campaign over to actually governing in the mayor's office. And there is, as you can imagine, a lot of bureaucracy when you go to accomplish some of your goals. But I think one of the things that the voters and constituents have been most impressed about is that we've actually been able to follow up and follow through on a lot of the campaign promises. Number one being my opposition to casino gambling, something I talked a lot about throughout my campaign. And since January, Hard Rock Cafe has since pulled out of their plan for a casino in the city of Holyoke because I don't think casinos are the future of the economy in the city of Holyoke. I also, throughout my campaign, focused a lot on the creative economy being a catalyst to attract more investment into the city of Holyoke. So in April, I presented before the council, asked them to establish a position, the director of the creative economy, to make sure we have someone that works for me that is just focusing on art, culture, and tourism, and how we could leverage art to make sure we bring in more revenue into the city of Holyoke. And the city council agreed with me and voted 11-4 to establish that position. We've also worked very hard to make Holyoke a more attractive place to do business. I went before the council earlier this year and got more flexible tax incentives for new businesses in the city of Holyoke. So we have a very aggressive and big agenda that we've been pushing through the city of Holyoke. I've had the opportunity to bring on new department heads, some new energy into City Hall, which has been a really great experience for me, bringing together a team that I can trust and rely on in different departments. But overall, it's been a very successful 7 months, and I still love the job.
Are the people you're bringing in young? I mean, they may not be as young as you, but, you know, younger than maybe their predecessors?
Here and there, yeah. I've kept a lot of people in different departments, and I've also brought on a lot of new people who are, many of which are young. I hired a new director of economic development a few months ago, who's in his late 20s, a graduate of Princeton, and went to undergrad at University of Puerto Rico, and he's also the first, Latino person in that job. Because throughout my campaign, I also talked about how it's important to have a representative city government, to have people in all, different positions that reflect the diversity of our city. So I think we've done a good job of doing that. As you also know, I'm, probably one of the youngest people in City Hall. So I think it's also been invigorating. It's been invigorating to a lot of the veterans who work in City Hall. My department heads who are older than my parents, for example, who are excited to work with me to have someone that's beating the drum, bringing new energy into City Hall. So I think in a really unique way, it's really energized staff, new and old, who've been in City Hall for many years.
Well, you're hitting on a lot of issues that are so relevant to your town. First of all, 43% of the city residents are under 30. So, mm-hmm. You've got to have a resonance with that population, be mm-hmm. a breath of fresh air for them. You're using social media all over the place to draw in a lot of folks' attention to politics and getting them engaged and involved. At the same time, with regard to your talking about focusing on the economy there, Holyoke was one of the wealthiest cities in the state because of the paper mills, but now you got the highest rate of pregnancy, the second highest in poverty, and you're above average in national crime. That's a lot to tackle.
Yeah, it is a lot to tackle, and we're working on all three of those issues. As you said, we at one point in our history, the early 1900s, had the most millionaires per capita in the entire country. We were nicknamed the Paper City because we are the first city in the country to make paper, and I think that's where our assets are. And I talked a lot about throughout my campaign bringing us from the Paper City to the Digital City, given the new investments coming to the city of Holyoke. On November 16th, we'll break ground, or actually complete the Massachusetts Green High Performance Computing Center. Which is a $170 million investment, coalition of Harvard, MIT, Northeastern, UMass Boston, and Boston University, investing in the city of Holyoke, a high-performance computing center. And that's sort of been the epitome of what I think the future of the economy is going to look like. So both focusing on keeping and retaining the companies and manufacturing base that we have, but also bringing in new investment that focuses on art, innovation, and technology. As it comes to teen pregnancy, we have a coalition out of my office working with both service providers and the business community to make sure we're addressing the issue head on. In early January, I went before the school committee to bring more comprehensive sexual education into the middle schools. So we're working on very specific issues when it comes to those challenges. But I think the reason I ran for mayor was because there was a quiet resignation that we would be okay with where we are, that Holyoke's best days were behind us. And I rejected those notions that we could once again become a very prosperous community. We were once a city of nearly 60,000 people. Right now we're at around 40,000 people. So our success depends highly on bringing new people into the city, both homeowners and residents and business owners, obviously. So we're aggressively putting together a new marketing plan for the city. We just launched Buy Holyoke Now. So you can go to buyholyokenow.com. It's sort of an effort to bring new people into the city of Holyoke. We've brought together lawyers and realtors all throughout Western Massachusetts to make sure that we're no longer steering people away from the city, but actually bringing them into Holyoke and sharing with them all of the great things we have to offer for people.
I am talking to Mayor Alex Morris. He is halfway into his first year as the mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, and he's 23 years old. Now, by all accounts, what I've read about you, Mayor, is that you've been an old soul since you were very young. And you're pretty young now. So at the tender age of 11, you're already started on your political path. What happened there? How did you get so interested?
And my parents joke about it, too, because no one in my family has ever been involved in politics. I would be the one that would change the channel to CNN when my parents were watching Seinfeld or Friends or something like that. But I've always been really interested in my community. From a very young age, like I said, I went to the public schools, which I think in many ways shaped the way I view the world and view the community. I've always noticed that there was a disconnect between different families, that some kids went home to really great neighborhoods. Some kids went home to really broken neighborhoods and broken homes. And I always felt as if, we need to play a role in making sure that every kid leaves getting a great education and going back to a really safe neighborhood and where their parents can get a job. And, we still have a lot more work to do in that sense. And when I was 11, I joined the Holyoke Youth Commission, which allowed me to have meetings with then Mayor Michael Sullivan once a month and work with all the youth to work together to actually make a difference in the community. Went to high school, still stayed very involved in the city, went on to Brown, and have a really strong connection to the city of Holyoke. And you'll find when you speak to Holyokers that there's an immense amount of pride for the city, and we'll always stand up for our city, and we believe it'll only become a better city.
Oh, I can't let you just skip over a few things. You're the son of a meatpacker and a nurse. You're the first person in your family to go to college. college, and you went to Brown, for goodness sakes. You know how many people trying to get in there? And most people that graduate from college, not to mention someplace like Brown, they sort of leave hometown and never look back. You, however, were going home every weekend from Brown. What is it about your extreme pride in your community and your connection, which does say a lot about why you wanted to be mayor of your town?
Yeah, whenever I speak to young people, in particular college students, often, you know, students are always looking for a way out of their hometown, where they can, you know, study abroad or do an internship or move away after they graduate. And I was always one. On summer break, winter break, whatever it be, I would want to come back to the city of Holyoke. Number one, because I knew I wanted to eventually get into politics in the city, but also a city like Holyoke is just, and you talk to friends of mine or just people in the community, and a lot of our young people do happen to come back. Obviously, there's a challenge of sometimes getting decent jobs in the Pioneer Valley. But there's just something about Holyoke that you just have a lot of pride for. You love the city. Like I said before, my family and friends are there. So if I'm going to give back to a community, I want it to be the community that I think has given me the opportunities that I've had. I'm the youngest of three boys. Like you said, I'm the first in my family to graduate from college. Went on to Brown. I went through the Upward Bound program, so a program for first generation college students, a TRIO program. Which I think are incredibly important here, here in Massachusetts, but also across the country, helping low-income first-generation students getting into college and going to really, really good schools. So even at Brown, you know, I interned with the mayor of Providence for a year or two, and you know, it wasn't the same. I felt as if what I was doing in Holyoke was really making a difference. And sometimes what you do on a college campus, you know, makes a difference, but not in the way in which you're impacting people's lives.
We should mention that the mayor that you interned for in Providence was Mayor David Cicilline, happens to be an out gay man, as so are you, in communities that some people might have thought would not be welcoming in that way. But you seem to be just going forward. That's not been an issue.
Yeah, it never really came up during the campaign. You know, I am openly gay, and I've been openly gay since I was 16. I was very involved with LGBT coalitions in high school. I started the Gayest Straight Alliance at Holyoke High School and started the city's first LGBT nonprofit organization. So for political candidates that happen to be LGBT, it's important to be open and honest about it because that's the type of honesty that voters expect when you're actually in the position. And just this past June, we, for the first time ever, raised a rainbow flag in front of the City Hall for Pride Month, which was a very well-attended event, and people were very proud of that fact as well. So we're excited to do things a little differently and bring more people to the table, and I think that's really exciting constituents in the city.
Mayor Alex Morris, what is your pitch for folks to visit Holyoke, check it out?
Holyoke, like I said, is a wonderful place. It's the first planned industrial city in the entire United States, the birthplace of volleyball. I encourage people to check out the website, holyoke.org or buyholyokenow.com. It's a city of diverse neighborhoods. It's a city of diversity. We do have the Volleyball Hall of Fame, the Children's Museum. You know, I think we're sort of the art and innovation capital of Western Massachusetts. We have a lot of artists living in the downtown. We have the man-made canals in the downtown. We're just a very beautiful community. And our greatest asset, I would say, is our people. We have really hardworking people in this city that get up every morning thinking about what they can do to improve other people's lives. So I'm very honored and proud to represent the people of the city, and I look forward to being mayor for many years into the future.
In fact, you said you want to be mayor for about 8 years, so you're aiming for being a mini Menino?
Perhaps. Did I say 8 years? At least 8 years. It's such a good job that I'm not sure I'll ever want to leave. But
you're going to be Menino. You're not going to. He's 16 years and counting.
He's been there quite a while. I think he's been mayor longer than I've been alive. But Holyoke's a great city, and a job like mayor, you're on the ground. You're able to both affect people's lives and interact with people on a daily basis, but you're also able to affect policy and make decisions that impact people's lives. Once you go above the position of mayor, I think you lose that connection with people. And that's why I say the job is so wonderful, because you can be, you know, reading to a first grade class in the morning. You can be meeting with the Chamber of Commerce the next hour. You can be speaking at a dinner the next, or meeting with, you know, the head of a bank. And then you're meeting with a constituent to make sure that they are getting the services they deserve from the DPW or something like that. So it's a very dynamic job that takes, you know, a very dynamic personality and someone that could, you know, someone with tough skin, obviously, because at the same time that you know, as mayor, you think every one of your ideas will sell itself on its own. You really, at the same time, have to play the politics of it and build coalitions and rally the troops to get something passed and implemented.
So, Alex Morris, 23-year-old mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, as you've just said, you are so dedicated and such a booster of your community. And as a young person, even younger, when you were 11, engaged with politics, not pushed by your folks, what do you say to young people, many of whom sit out elections? We got a big election coming up here in the fall. What do you say that you know can turn them on about becoming engaged? Maybe not as engaged as you, but certainly about paying attention and understanding that their vote is extremely important, and their regular ongoing engagement even more so.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously am a little biased, but I mean, plain and simple, elections have huge consequences on all levels of government, be it a city councilor, a mayor, a governor, a congressman, and even the president. I mean, elections have huge consequences. The fact that we've been able to make decisions just because we want them to happen, putting services online, have never before happened in Holyoke, but they happened because we elected someone that is asking for it. We just implemented needle exchange in the city a few weeks ago because I see it as a public health issue that wouldn't have happened under any other mayor, but because I was elected and I believe in that, it happened. So you need to make sure you elect people that you trust making decisions for you. And I see that when I interact with Governor Deval Patrick and his administration at the state level, because they're incredibly committed to Holyoke, housing issues, economic development. And I've been incredibly impressed with people on all levels of government and their commitment to the city of Holyoke. And those people wouldn't be there if we didn't elect really good people on all levels of government. Just last Friday, Michelle Obama was in town in Western Massachusetts in Springfield for a fundraiser. And, you know, and I will say the Obama administration has been an incredible ally to mayors all across the country, be it in community development block grant funding or other funding for cities. So I would just tell young people that you need to get involved. You don't need to run for office, but you do need to vote because elections do have really great consequences for our communities.
Thank you so much. I don't know that I know anybody as enthused as you are. you're standing up. We appreciate the conversation, and we'll be checking back in with you just to see how you're holding up. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to Mayor Alex Morris. He's now halfway into his first year as the mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts, and he happens to be 23 years old. This week, chefs, food lovers, and all the world over will toast the centenary of Julia Child. In a minute, we mark the occasion to celebrate Julia's life.